Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and oh God.
Okay. Oh man, that was delightful. That should
and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who is insecure about her boyfriend's ex. But before we begin, we just wanted to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners. And we are barely professional podcasters because we just decided to record through Sierra's hiccups.
Yes, we were like, you know what? We just break up waits for no man and
that's right.
No hiccup, right?
No hiccup. Absolutely.
Yes. Sam and I are not professionals, obviously, and we're not trained in this. So please take our advice as you see fit. We're only here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs on the incredibly rewarding, but mostly confusing experience that is love.
You did it. You did it. All right, we are going to get into our letter. So our letter today comes from Insecure Lady, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing from Instagram land and Mean Brain, which sounds like the worst place to be. Hi, Sam and Sierra. Thank you for your podcast. You are both so insightful and are helping me view relationships in very healthy ways. My partner, he, him, and I have been dating for a year. One of the things we bonded over was our long-term past relationships. Both were for 4 years and followed us from high school into college. We have both acknowledged that we are very different people now, but these are special first relationships in that we have little to no anger at our exes, and we really only have positive memories. I trust him completely, and I know that I don't have feelings for my ex either. However, I feel a little insecure about the topic still to this day. We have dated for less long, and I'm afraid that he doesn't view our connection as special. It came up when meeting his family. They were all very close, but that has slowly faded away. I think I am mostly insecure because I have never dated anyone with an ex before. Logically, I know he loves me so much, but I can't help comparing myself and our relationship, which I know is damaging. As talked about on this podcast fairly often, I engage in self-destructive behaviors that make this feeling worse.
Love that you called it out.
Absolutely. I frequent her Instagram quite often. It's bad. I know it's bad. I hate that I do it. But also, why does he like her posts still? Do you guys still like your ex's posts? Is it even a big deal? If he hasn't done anything to make me feel insecure and is so loving and great towards me, why do I feel the need to compare myself to his ex? Can you help me with affirmations or things to steer my brain in a different direction when I feel it coming down this rabbit hole?
All right, my darling, thank you so much for writing and trusting us with this letter and wading through my hiccups for the advice. I think they're almost gone. Listen, this is the most relatable letter. We get questions about this all the time, and you're totally right. We talk about how checking exes and, you know, checking exes' Instagrams or, you know, ex-girlfriends or whatever is self-destructive, but it is so, so, so relatable. It is an itch that we scratch when we don't even want to, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you some advice on how to think about this a little bit differently, why we think people do it, myself included, even though I give people advice on this show to not do it. We're going to muse on all of that in just a quick minute break. Just a quick break.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like keto, protein plus, or vegan and veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Some of my favorites, truly. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. You simply heat and savor the good stuff.
You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
Head to factormeals.com/justbreakup50 and use code justbreakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next one. That's code justbreakup50 at factormeals.com/justbreakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next one while your subscription is active.
All right, everyone, welcome back. So let's get into it. Why do we stab ourselves repeatedly over and over and over again by looking at our partner's ex's Instagram page? Like, what is that itch that we need to scratch? And like, why is it so, so itchy? And okay, is it because we're numb to the world because of this like late stage capitalism that we're living in? And maybe we just like need some sort of feeling. And so we're like, this will suffice, this pain that I'm inflicting on myself. It's better than the numbness of the universe.
Oh my God. Or... Sam is on a bender and I'm going to derail him. I'm going to pull him over, take control of the wheel.
I'm just saying.
I think it's less the collective numbness and more the collective vigilance and anxiety we've been taught to have and access that we've been granted with social media. Like,
so
for
true.
Me, I think it's about like the itch is this idea of I need to find something that is going to give me knowledge that will somehow help me and prevent hurt. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's this anxiety about like, man, we've got all this access. We've got all this information out there in the world. And it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to prevent ourselves from being hurt. So when you have access to something that is like mildly prickly or, you know, evoking of emotions, like an ex, your partner's important ex's Instagram. Yeah, there's like this morbid curiosity, but it's not just morbid curiosity. It's like that we want to be able to look at the past and have it tell us something that will make sense and protect us. You want to see, this is like your lizard brain, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong, I'm just spouting out ideas. I'm just casting a wide net, if you will. But like when we look at a ex's Instagram, our partner's ex's Instagram, we want to gather information that either makes us feel better or feel worse. We want to know that we are more attractive than them or less attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, so that can either feed the insecurity trolls or make us feel better, but then also worse because we're like, why are they with somebody that we deem as less attractive than us? Even though like attractability, even though attraction is not like on a scale, on a universal scale. We want to, you know, see them embarrass themselves or do something that we would never do so that we feel somehow better or secure, you know, like,
for sure.
I don't know. We want to see what our partner saw in them. And we also don't want to see it, right? We don't want to see them look beautiful and thrive or whatever. It is... And also just like to mention the itch that Sam said, like social media is designed to be literally addictive. I'm using that word intentionally and with all of the baggage that comes with it. Like we all have a collective addiction to social media. And so it's not, I think this destructive behavior that even you and I describe on this show, it's not this conscious choice to hurt ourselves. It's an addictive need to check something because we have access to it, to itch this scratch this itch, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Sierra's right that like you know, I think that there's this idea that we're trying to keep ourselves safe. So we're trying to like get reconnaissance on somebody's ex so that we like won't make the same mistake. But I also think that like there's this other sort of side of it that's like, I'm going to keep myself safe by removing my vulnerability from this relationship, right? If I can look at this person and convince myself that I'm somehow less than them and therefore worthy of leaving, then it won't hurt as much when I actually get left, because I'll have prepared myself for the inevitability of the fact that this person that I like will really leave me, right? Like, I think that that's like the like, fucked up. And I mean this like not in a way of like calling you fucked up, friend. Like I'm calling this a way
I
of like
totally fucked up.
Of like the let's not even call it fucked up. Let's call it the hurt. Like the hurt way in which we approach so many of our relationships. This like deep fear of vulnerability that we have because the messages that we've been receiving for so long from ourselves, from others, from media, from the things that we're consuming, right, is telling us like, you're not enough, you're not enough, you're not enough. So buy more things, buy more things, buy more things. We're coming back to capitalism. But it feels better to believe those messages so that it won't hurt as much when we don't get the thing that we want, or when we have to, when somebody inevitably leaves us. But that doesn't actually help, right? It doesn't, first of all, it doesn't make it hurt less when somebody actually leaves us. And secondly, it prevents us from fully embracing and enjoying the love that we have in this moment, the thing that we have, right? It encourages us to sit on the sidelines of the arena and shout at other people saying, don't do this. Like, you're a fool for putting yourself out there, rather than actually being in the scary arena with all the gladiators doing the remarkable thing of being in relationship with people. And so like, I want to just name that not as a way to say like, that's how you fix it, is like fixing yourself or like loving yourself differently. But I do want to say that, or at least like point to it as being, this is a really effective tool that we can use to reinforce that narrative for ourselves over and over again, right? Like, I don't think you not looking at this person's Instagram is like the necessarily like the thing that's going to heal you, or even that you somehow need to be healed to stop looking at this person's Instagram. What I am saying to you is that like, you are continually reaching for a weapon that's super effective in reinforcing that narrative that you have over and over again. And I think that letting go of that is going to help you figure out what it looks like to move in a different direction, right?
Yeah. Yeah. To sit in that trust of your relationship.
Absolutely.
And not be so vigilant, you know. I also want to say really quickly, like, I know that it's possible to check an ex's Instagram or whoever's Instagram, almost like a bad habit. Like, it's not, I agree with everything Sam and I already said, but I also want to, I'm calling in the people like me who have a tendency to do it almost passively, just because of the addiction of social media, because of how easy it is to click, 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 because we have access. It's almost like a peep show or like a voyeuristic thing that you get to you get to glimpse behind the curtain into this person's life that you're not a part of, but you're connected tangentially, and they meant something to your special person once. So like, it's honestly, it feels so voyeuristic to me when I do it. It feels like I don't know, just like such a bizarre access that we have to people who are no longer in our lives, or who are only related to us adjacently, you know?
For sure. Yeah. It's like the cult of celebrity, but about like,
yes,
our
oh my God, that's a great way to put it. The cult, they feel like celebrities because we want to be like, well, what are they wearing? Where, for sure. How are they pumping their gas? Who are they dating? How are they handling themselves? This person that I've built up in my head that I don't actually know.
For sure.
Celebrity is an awesome comparison. So I just want to say that, because I think it is a wound, or I think it's something. I think it's both about our own comfortability with the nuance, with the vulnerability of trusting, and it's also voyeuristic, and it's also about access. It's all of these things. I guess to our letter writer, I want to say, you know, his ex doesn't tell you anything about you, what you are, what you aren't, what you're lacking, what you're abundant with.
Yeah. No, it's not like he had an array of people in front of him and was like, here's the succession in which I will date these people for mm-hmm. these particular reasons or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Like it's yeah. like not our, like our rational,
we think it
rational
will,
choice
but it,
for sure.
It doesn't.
Absolutely.
And they're way less connected than we think, you know, mm-hmm. and the toxic thoughts that we have about exes, like how could you date that person? What does it tell? What is it telling me about me? Do you think I'm like that? Like, The toxic thoughts that we really mull over obsessively are often the ones that are unanswerable because they're not real. You know, he could date that person who's more promiscuous than you and it means nothing. It means literally nothing.
For sure.
Thinking about the people who are like, oh, they were just dating that person because they were slutty or whatever, as if that's something
sure.
wrong.
Yeah.
And as if that reflects poorly on you, what they did before you were together.
Mm.
Anyway, back to our letter writer. I think the hardest pill I'm going to offer up for you to swallow is the idea that, you know, you asked about him liking her pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna offer up like a little vulnerable idea that she might be important to him forever or
so
for
true.
Right now.
Yeah.
First
Absolutely.
Love, not on a hierarchy. First love is not the best love, let me tell you. And your partner definitely knows that, right?
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, they were close at one point. Your partner wants his ex to do well, is going to easily celebrate her successes or her cute photos or her graduation or whatever with one easy click of the button.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean more than that, but also it could mean that. It could mean that she's important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we going to sit in that discomfort of that idea and sort of flex and release control in that trust?
For sure. Absolutely. And part of that is reminding yourself that he's choosing not to be with her.
Yeah, they
right?
broke
like,
up for a reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's like making an active choice to not be with this person. And he's making an active choice to be with you, not because mm-hmm. you're some sort of consolation prize to him, but because he didn't want to be with this person and he does want to be with you. And again, it's like, it can be really easy to understand that intellectually. It can mm-hmm. be much harder to build intentional practices that reinforce the truth of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it can be so challenging for us when it's like, I know intellectually that he really chooses me, but I don't know why I don't feel it. Maybe because we're like looking at the ex's Instagram all the time and being like, why is he liking the pictures? You know what I mean? Where it's like, sometimes it just sometimes feels like, oh, I need to, when I become healed, I will suddenly stop doing the self-destructive behavior, right? Like that'll be the thing to like stop me from doing it.
Right.
And when in reality, it's like the self-destructive behavior is often reinforcing the feeling of not being healed, right? You know what I mean? Where it's like, folks who are alcoholics go through an entire 12-step program, right? Like
mm-hmm.
often after they have stopped drinking, right? Because the healing doesn't just lead to the thing changing. We often need to stop the self-destructive behavior or address the self-destructive behavior before we can move to a place where we're even ready to heal.
Right.
Which is me saying to you, I need you to stop looking at this person's Instagram. And when you
yeah.
feel yourself wanting to do it, I want you to do something else. I want you to sub in some sort of activity for it. Like, and not just like
yes.
an idol, like I'm not going to click on it. When that thought, when you reach for your phone and start typing in her name, I want you to get up and do something. Like,
yep.
I want you to walk away from it in like a really intentional way, not in a way of like, okay, well, I'll just keep scrolling on Instagram and look at other people's account. I want you to like throw the phone across the room and like walk around it if you need to,
yes.
or like go get a drink from the kitchen sink or like whatever it is. But I need you to put as much friction between you and this thing as possible. And I'm telling you this because this thing is contributing to the problem.
Yes, like, yes.
I gotta say that explicitly.
It's making your relationship harder. It's making
Absolutely.
You unhappy, period.
Yes. Absolutely. And I think that the process of you figuring out how to dismantle this like story you've created about this ex for yourself is going to be easier when the self-destructive behavior is happening,
yes,
or not happening. And I don't think you're going to get to a point where you're going to be able to dismantle that story without first stopping the self-destructive behavior.
Yes.
Does that
totally
make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Am I like totally off base here?
No. And also like, I think it's about going back to the addiction part of it, about, you know, social media being like an actual thing that we do compulsively without thinking, that actively contributes to the anxiety and insecurity and unhappiness of our life. Like,
for sure.
I think naming that and disrupting the patterns that make it so easy to tap those buttons.
Yep.
It's not enough for Sam and I to say, stop looking at her Instagram. And it's also not enough for us to say who he dated in the past has nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
It's not enough to hear it. We have to put some friction in between these things and start making slow, small steps and pattern changes that align with our peace. Literally, mm-hmm, you can say, I wish her well, I wish her peace, but she's no longer invited into my space.
Absolutely. I don't need to know what she's doing, who she's hanging out with, what she's wearing. I don't need to know any of that in order to be able to wish her peace, right?
Yeah.
She can be as far away from me as she needs to be, and that's okay, right? I'm not thinking anything negative about her, but I also don't need her presence in my life in any sort of way.
I absolutely agree. All right, my darling, thank you so much for the question and the opportunity to muse on why we choose violence every day against ourselves.
That's real. That is really real.
We love you. And for the reminder for me to like just buckle it up and stop looking at people's Instagram that I don't care about. It's a waste of my time. I'm literally wasting my life on that fucking app. All right, y'all.
It's true.
All right, my darling. Thank you so much for writing.
We love
you. Helps.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more content from us, you can always support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship memes, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of Duvid Media, original music, recording, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcast and his music. And remember, you know, life is wild. Life is vulnerable and unpredictable, and love is the same way. So of course we want to look for things that we can control, look for things that we can predict, things that we can do right in order to prevent future suffering. But we're not going to find those things in the past. We're not going to find them looking at our partner's ex or their Instagram. We're not going to find anything but reinforcement that we are not worthy. So stop looking at the places that will reinforce all of the bad things you think about yourself. You are worthy of now, and you are worthy of being chosen. And if all else fails,
just break up.